Today's Cotton Newsline is Six Cuts. All cuts are Galen Morgan, state cotton agronomist with Texas A&M University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Bellwide update from east to west. More or less, the southeastern states actually had one of the better years in quite some time, with a lot of the cotton states producing above average yields in Georgia and North Carolina and Alabama. Even though they started out more or less in a drought, they got some timely rains in June and July, which allowed them to make a really good cotton crop.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As you move to the Delta region, southern Delta region had an overall pretty good planting season and moisture throughout the season and produced some really substantial yields and record yields again in those states. As you move north into Missouri and Arkansas and Tennessee, those regions started out with good moisture, planted early, but the drought kind of set in those production regions and decreased yields in certain areas where they didn't have good rooting depth and some things like our good irrigation capacity. But overall, again, their yields are probably going to be above average in most of those states.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Moving west, we weren't quite as fortunate in Texas and Oklahoma, where the 2011 drought, we haven't more or less recovered from that, and then had the 2012 below normal precipitation through most of the cotton production regions in Texas and Oklahoma. So in many cases where we didn't have a lot of help from Mother Nature with precipitation, we were more highly dependent on irrigation, and a lot of that irrigation capacity has been decreasing due to limited capacity in some of the lakes that they pump from in Oklahoma, and also some of the aquifers we're pumping from in Texas.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As you move to Arizona and California, nearly all that cotton is irrigated cotton, so their yields are fairly consistent. They had, a fairly average and maybe slightly above average year with good conditions early and some hot weather in August, but they recovered from that and did fairly well.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In 2013, I think we're going to see a substantial drop in cotton acres, visiting with my colleagues across the cotton belt, with acres primarily dropping in that Delta region where they can go to other crops. Southeast, especially Georgia, will probably remain more stable than some of the other states in the Southeast. Texas and Oklahoma in 2013 will probably stay fairly stable in their cotton production acres. I suspect that Arizona and California will see some decrease there in cotton production acres.
Sixth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So with that being said, one of the reasons we're losing acres is due to the price difference between cotton and the grain crops. About all we can do, so we can't control the price, is we need to increase our cotton production efficiency through best management practices from planting all the way through harvest and optimize our production efficiency as a whole.